Now, in addition to the sodium potassium pump, there are also what are called ion channels, and these are proteins that allow different ions to move through from the inside to the outside or from the outside to the inside. Excuse me. And these channels are specific. So certain channels will only allow sodium to move through them, and other separate channels will only allow potassium to move through them. So you can never have potassium moving through a sodium channel or vice versa. And these channels fall into different categories. There are what are called passive channels, and these are open all the time. There's no energy used to regulate what goes through these channels. They're open all the time. Ions are going to move through passive channels by simple diffusion. So they're going to move according to concentration gradients. If there is more of the ion inside the cell than outside, then the ion will simply flow by simple diffusion to the outside of the cell. And if the conditions are reversed, the ions will move from the outside of the cell to the inside. All right, sometimes the ions can also move across a voltage gradient from positive to negative through these passive channels. Now, gated channels are different. They have the ability to open and close. And this is where we get to the part in your textbook called the gated channels. And there are three different kinds of gated channels. And I want to point out what these are and where they are found on the neuron. The chemically gated channels open and close when they are in the presence of a specific neurotransmitter. And sometimes when they're in the presence of calcium ions, it depends on the type of chemically gated channels. So think of a chemically gated channel as having a receptor on it. And if the neurotransmitter lands in the receptor, it acts almost like a key in a lock, and it opens up the channel. So the neurotransmitter acts like a key, and it opens up the door, which is the channel. And chemically gated channels are going to be, this is very similar to what we talked about when we talked about how muscles work, when the neurotransmitter acetylcholine goes across the synaptic cleft and lands on the receptors on the muscle itself. But keep in mind, there are many different kinds of neurotransmitters, and these receptors, these chemically gated receptors, are going to be most frequently found on the dendrites of a neuron and also on the cell body of a neuron. So that's where you're going to find these chemically gated channels. The voltage gated channels are very important. These open and close at different voltages. So, for example, they might be closed at minus 70 millivolts, which is the normal resting potential of the neuron. But let's say that the voltage inside the neuron changes to minus 60, the channel would open in that case. And then it may close again if the voltage reaches some other value. In the case of neurons, it will close again when the voltage reaches plus 30 millivolts inside of the neuron. So voltage-gated channels are going to respond to differences or changes in the charge that you find inside the neuron during stimulation. And I want to point out that the voltage-gated channels are going to be found along the axon of the neuron. That's where they're found, is along the axon. The third kind of channel are the mechanically gated channels, and these are going to open and close based on physical distortion of the cell membrane. So a good way to think about these, if you think about your touch receptors in your fingers, as you push on the table or the chair next to you with your fingertip, you're physically distorting the cell membrane of those neurons that are picking up that sense of touch. And by physically distorting the cell membrane, it causes the channel to open. And that's how mechanically gated channels open. And these are found in very similar locations, exactly the same kinds of locations actually as the chemically gated channels. You're going to find them on the dendrites and on the cell bodies of the neuron.